We have completed our investigations. We have now submitted our file to the Director of Public Prosecution, that is the DPP, to peruse and give us the advice, a way forward on the file, either to take the two politicians to court or to do further investigations into the file. So right now we are only waiting for the advice from the Director of Public Prosecution.
The police accused these two gentlemen of inciting violence, especially in the capital, Kampala. What can you tell me about this as part of your investigation?
Yes, that is true. You know, one, the Lord Mayor, that is Lukwago, we advised them that the rally they are intending to hold was falling short below the legal requirements of the legal requirements. So we advise them to stay their rally, to put it to another date or forward it for another date. But he went ahead and started mobilizing people that by force or by peace, they will have to hold a rally. And when somebody says either by war or by peace, that means they're already inciting people. So they were inciting the public that if we don't allow them, the public should go to the streets and cause chaos. So we wouldn't allow our people who are enjoying peace to be disrupted, this peace which people are enjoying to be disrupted. So we have been carrying out investigation to that effect. For Dr. Besigye, he went straight in the middle of the road, in the middle of the Kampala city, got out of his vehicle, started calling people to march, calling people to cause chaos. Imagine addressing people in the middle of the road. And you know how Kampala roads are, Kampala streets? So we couldn't allow that. That is all causing people to cause violence.
But what do you say to supporters who say that when Dr. Besigye emerged from the market, it was people who came to him and not him calling people to any violence?
That is not true. It is him who was calling people. Why did he stop his vehicle in the middle of the road and came out of the rooftop? Is that not calling people to come and listen to him, what he's going to say, by stopping in the middle of the road?
What do you also say to people who say that the government is using the police and state institutions to crack down on any dissent or any assembly that the opposition wants to have, and that is undermining, they say, Uganda's constitution? What do you say to that?
No, we are aware of the legal framework, and we are aware of the legal framework. Secondly, the constitution, the one you are just quoting, also says that people should exercise and enjoy their freedom. Others should not infringe on their freedoms. When you're enjoying your freedom, you shouldn't infringe on other people's freedoms. So, as they are talking of coming to mobilize people, they are infringing on other people's rights who are peaceful, who don't want to engage in their chaos. They are disrupting the peaceful business of other people. So we cannot allow that.
When do the police expect to hear back from the Director of Public Prosecution, and what happens next?
We expect to hear from the Director of Public Prosecution Thursday morning. Thursday morning is when we expect the file to come back from the Director of Public Prosecution. And when the file comes back with the advising us to take the two to court, we shall take them immediately to court without hesitation, because we shall not allow criminality to take place or to be inrooted in the country where there is law and the constitution. So people should follow the appropriate law, people should follow the constitution, and that's how the country will develop. But I just want the public, I want to assure everybody that generally Kampala is peaceful. There is no any chaos, there is no any problem. As people are saying that Kampala is burning, nothing. The Kampala is very, very, very stable, and we are going on with the normal duties. People are not doing their normal businesses. people are really peaceful, and they don't want anybody to disrupt their peace. The way these two politicians want to do, they want just to cause chaos to achieve their political agenda, which we shall not allow.